high value person can increase the value over the year you stay together as a partnership as well? Is that contribute for a relationship?
Okay, today we will continue our topic about being high value.
Yeah.
Okay, for those of you guys who haven't seen it yet, our first one was about how to be a high value woman. Mm-hmm.
Now it's topic add on, like I just suddenly have an idea.
Why?
We will call our partner and we'll on the speaker and then we will ask them what is the definition of that. And then we will answer our version. How cool was that?
Ken, are we gonna do that now?
Yes, let's do it. My dry, because he don't want to show his face. Doesn't mean he don't show his sexy voice.
Okay, to be frank, if his face is going to be mosaic out, he'll be okay.
Yeah,
is it doing a dry brother?
Yep, let's go with the dry brother.
Okay, let me. I'm not gonna text him. Just call him.
Yep,
and then he's probably. I don't know if he's working or not. Like me, let me just call anyway, okay?
Yeah.
Let's put on speaker. You were thinking why I'm calling at 7:34 when it's supposed to be live stream time.
I just come with that sentence.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. Are you very busy now?
No.
You on speaker, by the way.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Don't forget to say hi to my audience as well.
Oh, hello. Hi, everyone.
Yep.
We just said that. Yeah, we just said that you don't want to show your face. So just show your voice.
So today we want to do something surprising to our audience. And at the same time, we want to surprise our partner, which is her husband. So we will start with you first and then we call the second victim.
You're the first victim of the day. Because the second victim is overseas and I think his connection not very good.
No, he will have to pick up anyway. So the question is simple. What is high value partner is mean to you? You get what I mean? Like definition of high value partner.
Yeah, what is your definition of a high value partner?
Yep.
Do you have a simpler question? Can I take the simpler question?
No, this is the question of the night.
It's okay. You can take your time and do chat GPT right now. That's what Earthside will do.
Okay, tell you what. Should we call him back in 1 minute?
One minute?
Okay, I roughly have an answer.
Okay, let's go with it. Whatever that you're going to give, it will be acceptable. Don't worry, nobody see your face anyway, so.
So for me, a high value partner is very personal. It's very individual, right? So it's up to you to define. Everybody's definition of value is different.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's someone that contributes to my life and impacts my life in a positive manner.
That's a very sexy answer. Continue.
Are you sure it's positive?
Positive.
So what did positive this woman give to you? Be honest.
Nothing. Chaos.
She make you laugh.
A lot of emotional stuff.
Okay. So did Denise consider vote at from 1 to 10? It's like the high value partner in your life that you've been looking for and you get it. Okay, so I will ask you a question because later Denise will be the one who asks Joey. So I think this will be fun.
Okay. I can neither confirm nor deny. I think she's a very suitable partner.
Okay.
So
suitable for you?
So she's doing what she can on her end, then I will handle the rest.
So what then you handle the rest?
She'll do what she can, then I will handle the rest.
Oh!
So that means I do 10%, he takes the rest of 90%.
Well, but that's what husband do, you know, the man will take more the lead. Okay, so the question of the show today at on beside of what definition is how to be a high value partner. So what do you think as a man perspective of you in a married man, what is the high value?
What should a high value partner be
you
like?
Should contribute in your view
your own
I state first, it may be different from couples to couples. So for me, right, I am more, I'm able to handle the finance side. So what happens is I would need my partner to handle the emotional side. Yeah, so she has to be emotionally stable and happy.
I'm so unstable.
Of course, and of course,
she always happy.
I do.
She's always happy. I just feed her and she's already happy.
Yeah. So I will do what I can then. Whatever I miss out, then she will have to cover. That's what I define as a high value partner. So as partners, we have to cover for each other, right?
Yeah. So, wow, that's a very lovely answer.
If sometimes I am, you know, not doing well in some areas or I need help, then she has to come and cover. It may not be permanent, but from time to time, she'll have to step up and help with whatever things that I need help with. That's what I feel.
Lovely.
Oh my God, Mary, such a nice man.
I know, right? Lucky bastard.
Lucky bitch, you mean?
Lucky bitch.
Any, do you have any last questions? I'm sorry, quickly.
Last question. I don't think you want to choose again if you have a choice or no choice. So do you think that high value person can increase the value over the year you stay together as a partnership as well? Is that contribute for a relationship?
Can you repeat the question again?
It's like, do you think like individually that like people who would high value individually?
Can I help you?
Yeah, I think you translate my English.
Okay, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm not correct. You let me know if I'm right. So what Anne is trying to ask is, if two high-value individuals come together, can they increase their value over time?
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
As a set, as a couple?
I think that is, it very much depends on compatibility. It's like,
it's so vulgar.
Everyone is very individual. Really depends on the couple on how they work together to synergize. I feel this is very much dependent on their synergy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you are saying, putting two good person together, it will make them better. Yes and no, depends on how they work with each other, how they, you know, help each other out.
They
may be good in their own fields, but if they don't, they are unable to synergize with each other, then nothing will happen. They'll just stay the same or it may get worse. So.
Lovely.
Oh my God.
Bro, I'm so proud of you. We need to do podcasts together. You get what I mean? I think he's good at don't show face, so he answer more confidently.
Yeah.
And guy, after 100 episodes, okay, today is a special episode to show you guy why Denise choose my brother, not the same mother. I'm calling him brother because he dry like me. As the husband. You get what I mean? Like,
it's okay. I'm wet enough for both of us.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thanks, first Bobby. Victim.
Because today is our 100th episode. So, yeah. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Yeah. Text me in advance before you do.
No, there's no advance.
No advance. You are live.
Yeah, I love you. See you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You see, I knew he was going to ask me to text him next time.
Oh, text him next time?
No, as in I text him first, then call.
Oh, he said got next time? No, we don't plan next time. We only do one time.
Okay. Share and subscribe! And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and
I. I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise and Ice. Bye!